Yeah.
Both series and overtime, they scored 3.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You got my mic right there? Thank you. All right, Coach, just a short opening statement, and we'll go right into questions, please.
Well, I was certainly disappointed with the outcome. I think there was some positives that we can build on in the game. Our young guys on offense, I thought, went out and played pretty well. The quarterback, the B-back, the last fumble killed us. I think we've got the game in control down there in spite of being horrendous on special teams kicking the ball. I think we could have scored there, run the clock down, and I'm not sure they would have had enough time to score twice. But, we didn't. They did. You give them credit. The guy knocked the ball out. And at the end there, I just felt like that we had a better chance of getting a two-point conversion than we did of stopping them. They had scored twice in 3 plays in the 2 overtimes. So in the second half, once they got rolling, there wasn't much stopping them. So.
Well, did you feel that maybe the defense wore down a little bit?
From what? Let's see. Yeah, they wore down.
I mean, they tackled well in the beginning of the game.
We had the ball 41 minutes. They had it 18.
Right.
If they wore down in this game, they better get their best hold.
All right, raise your hand. We're going to get you a wireless microphone. Please wait for the microphone. We'll go right here in the second row next.
Hey, Coach, at what point, either during camp or the week, did you know Taekwon was going to be your starter? And what can you say just about the job that he did tonight?
He played his tail off. I thought he played tremendously, and I've known he was going to be the starter for about 2.5 or 3 weeks. He gives us a guy. He can actually throw the ball well, too. We didn't throw it a lot. But I thought he played well. I thought Cervante ran hard. I thought he played well, too.
Where are we going next? All right, right here in front.
I imagine this has to be up there in terms of disappointing losses with the way
I don't think I've ever been in a game where you run 96 plays and have 655 yards and lose. Yeah.
All right, next question. Okay, microphone right here in the middle, please.
Okay. With the defense in the second half, what did you see as the problem in terms of just how Tennessee got going and was able to?
Well, we never create a negative play, and so you never get them behind. And it's like then they hit some big plays where they threw a couple of jump balls and got them, and then we missed tackles. I mean, they throw the little stop route over there, and we missed 2 tackles. Give their kid credit. I mean, he made a nice play, broke a tackle, but that's in a nutshell. If you don't ever get a negative play, it's hard to play.
Andy?
Would you like to see that last play reviewed to see if it was not a forward pass?
I don't know. We screwed it up. That should have been a walk-in. That should have been a walk-in. And we screwed that up, so we didn't deserve to win. I mean, they didn't have enough guys over there. And we try to reach out and grab somebody as opposed to releasing inside and cleaning the corner, because there was one guy you could have pitched or went and ran it in yourself, and we didn't do it. So we didn't make the play they did.
Right here in front.
Coach, you talked about special teams, the kicking game. Mm-hmm. What kind of things do you look to try to do to kind of shore that
Try a different kicker, I guess. It's disappointing. I mean, either of those field goals ices the game, too. And the one at the end of the game is 36 yards. I mean, he kicked that thing head high. You know, the kickoffs. So, you know, we'll give the other kid a chance and see what he does.
Paul, could you explain that the play again, the try for 2? What exactly was supposed to happen?
It was a counter option. We'd set up and we'd run a bunch of 2-point plays out of that, like with a rub thing, a pick screen, out of the thing. So we're going to bring the motion. They took the safety over there. We saw it during timeout. So all they got left is a 5 technique and a hip linebacker. All right. So we're supposed to veer release and pull the guard and log the 5. Our tackle reaches out and tries to reach the 5, and then the guard turned up into him, and there was nobody. The quarterback had to turn up, and there was nobody on the linebacker. And then he pitched it late, but he had to kind of throw it out there. If we do it right, even if we don't block the guys, then – he could have pitched the ball and the guy would have been a race to the head. We just didn't do it right.
All right. I hear 2 rows back, Coach, there.
I'll take one. Rush the ball 44 times tonight. Mm-hmm. Is that the kind of workload that he's capable of doing week in, week out?
He was capable tonight. You know, they ran the Mike linebacker the whole game. They just lined him up 7 yards deep and ran him. So they were playing virtually with four guys inside. And we were just following the B-back with the quarterback and running in there. So it was, you know, was what it was. If they play that way, the quarterback's going to carry the ball some.
All right, we've got time for about two more. Where are we going next, guys? Right. Last chance, anybody? Okay, we'll take it. All right, right here in the yellow.
Rough loss. Obviously, you don't want to start off the season 0-1, but it is the first game of the season. Did you take away enough positives to think that we have, that the team has all their goals still ahead of them and able to recoup and hit those goals that they wanted to get?
Yeah, I mean, this doesn't do anything to your goals other than it's a game that we should have won. And we didn't. So we've got to play a team here on 3 days rest that's pretty good. And, you know, my big concern right now is those kids on offense that just played 96 plays. And now they're going to have to turn around and play again on Saturday. So, we you know, there won't be a whole lot of practicing going on. We'll be trying to get them ready to rested to play.
All right, last question here, Ken.
It looked like Shamir, when he came into the game, kind of brought a different level of just the physicality and so forth. Did he make an impact on the game in that way?
Until you see the film, it's hard to tell with those guys inside. I mean, he's a big guy, and they were kind of sitting back catching a little. And, you know, he's when you do that, he's a big guy.
All right, we'll end it there. Thank you, Coach.
Yeah.